This is a topic which I feel I would like to share. It's not often that I feel an unction or compelled to say something about something, but when it does occur, I do sit up and pay attention because I don't want to be remiss by failing to share what I think the Lord has been sharing with me. I want to make the preface that this is certainly not "thus saith the Lord" in the sense of a prophetic word that I am bringing, but rather simply taking the word "that which already exists." And in a sense, there is some prophetic manner to it, but true prophecy really is declaring the word of the Lord. This makes no attempt at being predictive of the future or any such thing. I want to make that clear. But in simple terms, it is an exhortation in a time where I feel more of us in the Lord need to be more assertive for the Lord. The title of this is "Peacekeeper, Peacekeeper, Keeper's Man. Make me a peacemaker if you can." Peacekeeping versus peacemaking. There is a difference. We have the United Nations Peacekeeping Force. They're not charged with the responsibility of proactively creating an environment of peace between warring factions, but rather to ensure that rivalry and war doesn't break out and to keep the peace. But peacemaking is radically different. One is reactive peacekeeping, the other is proactive peacemaking. And this is what we're called to in the Beatitudes. And we'll get to that as we go along. I'm going to do this in perhaps two or three parts so that you can take time to digest what I'm saying. Peacekeeper, peacekeeper, keeper's man, make me a peacemaker if you can. I'm going to start with what I call the longest rhetorical question. Don't expect an answer, obviously, because it's rhetorical, but it's a long question. So here we go. Is it just me, or have you also noticed that in the last decade or so, in ever increasing measure, more so in the last couple of days, heightened by US politics, racial upheavals, wars and rumors of wars, climate change, COVID, and now vaccines, that people, irrespective of color, class, creed, status, age, or gender, are embracing self-polarization. Polarization, as defined in the dictionary, is division into two sharply contrasting groups or opinions or beliefs. Self-polarization, therefore, is that we are actually doing it to ourselves. We've all been coerced, perhaps, or maybe we've chosen a black or white situation, a right or left, my way or the highway, identifying with whatever particular group. So, good riddance to shades of gray. The real question then, no longer rhetorical, is how then should we as believers separate the world view from the biblical one? The key word is separate, not divide, although the two words do have some sort of connectivity to it. But how then should we as believers separate the worldview from the biblical one as we see ever-increasing self-polarization born out of all of the issues that I have raised. There are 7 pointers to point out, to point us to solving this so-called dilemma as to what we should do. The first is the awareness of the matter itself. Some of us may not even be aware. 2, the actual problem. 3, the solution. 4, the challenge. 5th, the exhortation. 6th, the application. And 7th, the celebration. Awareness, the problem, the solution, the challenge, the exhortation, the application, the celebration. I'm going to break down each one of them as we go through this, but I wanted to just stop here because I really want you to just think for a moment as to the rhetorical and the real question I asked, and then you can pick back up now on the first one, which I will break down even further, which is the awareness of the reality.